Lesson 3. Be more selective. People who want to become more disciplined often mistake self-discipline with making themselves miserable. That's not what self-discipline is about. Increased self-discipline is to help you reach the goals you want to achieve. However, no amount of self-discipline will be enough to help you stick to doing things you hate. Research suggests that students tend to procrastinate more on tasks regarded as unpleasant. To avoid procrastinating like that, be more selective in your life and focus on essential tasks. Ideally, tasks you find both pleasant and that play off your strengths. We all have 24 hours in a day and limited energy. Spreading yourself thin by trying to accomplish too many things is suboptimal at best and will work against you in the long run. That's why the first step to introduce more self-discipline is to form keystone habits. These simple behaviors that take up less time lead to huge changes that will lead to greater transformation. The next step is to ask yourself how your new goals and habits fit into your general plan for your life. Are you doing them because you generally believe they will enhance your life, or because there's something you're supposed to do? Like millions of people, I was encouraged by my parents to go to college after finishing high school. "Without a degree, you won't get a good job," they said. I chose business administration as my major because of my love of entrepreneurship. Month by month, I cared less and less. I found it harder and harder to attend classes and prepare for exams. I doubt you could find a student who cared less than I did, even though I'm a perfectionist by nature. Less than 2 years later, I dropped out. No amount of self-discipline could have helped me keep studying something I found unnecessary. As much as my parents encouraged me to keep going, I couldn't force myself to spend several years studying things that couldn't be applied in the real world. I needed something that I genuinely believed would help in achieving what I wanted in life. I vowed to never again do things that clash with my personal goals and views. It was a mismanagement of time and energy that could have been spent on bringing me closer to my goals. When setting your own goals, keep your goals in mind. Do things that you genuinely believe will work and want to achieve, and not something you're just supposed to achieve. Being more selective will increase your self-discipline and help you reach your goals.